Welcome back. In today's episode, I'm talking about releasing your former self. You know, that inner critic with all of those negative internal conversations, and embrace the person God has called you to be. This is a special message that I'm sure will bless you. Listen in. Hey sisters, welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside of you, but lack the clarity to move forward, so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose and your God-given call? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside me and wish I had the clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fears so you can confidently step into your God's given call. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. Some of you need to release your former self. And let me explain what I mean by that. She's the one that's in your head. That's all the noise that you hear when you get ready to focus on what God is showing you to do in this season. She's the one that keeps reminding you, oh, it didn't work last time. It's not going to work this time. She's the naysayer in your head. She's the one to keep all that negative internal conversation going up inside of you. She's your inner critic. She is the one that you need to release and let go. Look in the mirror and say, girl, bye. Because God is elevating you to a new place. He is taking you to he is showing you a new direction from what he wants you to do in this season of your life. And it is important that we stay focused on that, because what this inner critic, what the former self tries to do, she wants to be comfortable and she don't want to move. And I spoke about that in my last episode, episode 11, and she don't want to move nowhere. And she is no longer serving you. She had her place and she had her time. But God is elevating you, honey. And he is pouring new wine into your wineskin. And she is the old wine. And this is the problem that we have. It's because when God is trying to show us and take us somewhere else and elevate us, we're trying to pull in old things that we used to do, old ways of thinking, maybe some old ideas. But God is like, no, no, no. This is what I want you to do in this season. Now, it may be a vision that you had before, but God is wanting you to elevate it and do it maybe in a different way. And we're stuck here because of the fact we're trying to implement old ways into this new direction that God is showing us. And it's not working. I can speak from experience. God has shown me what he wants me to do in this season of my life. And I'm like, it's stretching me. It's causing me to get out of my own comfort zone. And I find myself compromising. Listen to me good. I love to be transparent, honey. I'm going to tell you the truth. And I found myself trying to compromise by like, well, if I do it this way, then this will happen. Or if I do it this way. And see, because it's causing me to take a leap of faith into an unknown area. And this is what God is calling you to do. Take a leap of faith into an unknown area. But that former self, that former you, want to keep you in your limited beliefs and keeping you doing things the way you used to do them. And that's not going to work in this season. And that's what God has showed me. He said, no, no, no. No, Vicky, it ain't working for you in this season. I want you to do this a new way. Everything is new. Everything is new. And I'm like, okay, God, I hear you. So this is what I want to tell you this morning, too, that everything is new. Don't be afraid to step out. You just have to tell the former self, that former version of you, girl, bye. Release her, let her go, because she is not going to be able to serve you where God is taking you. I hope this makes sense to somebody. I know this is not just normal podcast to kind of, you know, give you three steps to do this. I don't have no three steps today. What I do have is one step, and that is to release her, finally let her go, and then embrace what God is showing you. Write that vision, honey. Pray about it. Start to make moves in that direction, because God is calling you out in this season to maybe mentor young people, maybe to start your women's group. He's calling you from behind the scenes to the front stage. Maybe it's you're going to write a book. Maybe that's how you're going to connect to who God is calling you to. I don't know. There are so many areas that God is calling you out right now. And the former self is comfortable and she don't want to move. And we don't want her to come, no way. But she keep trying to come with her little opinions. So you got to tell her, honey, no, no. Goodbye, I release you. And walk in the newness that God has created in you. And this is, and it's nothing new. You were always this person, is what I'm trying to say. You are always this person, but because of all the hats we wear, women of God, we've been the mother and the wives and the daughters and the sisters and the aunties and everything. We've raised our children, and now we are in a season where we're uncovering layer by layer what God is calling us to do. And in this uncovering, it's a lot of newness. It's a lot of things that we never experienced before, maybe thoughts and, you know, desires that we never had. But we know that it's God giving us desire to do what pleases him, and he's going to give us the power to do it. So we got that part. But to step out in it is a whole nother thing. And this is where we are right now. But we have to release the former self. We have to let her go and then her negativity and all that stuff. If she's not supporting us, then she got to go. And so a lot of times we look, it's a lot of things outside. We look outside of ourselves and this is happening. Oh, they said, this one said, and all of these things. But majority of the time, it's our internal conversations that we are having with ourselves. That's that former self versus the new self. So anyway, like I said, the desires and all of these things, your gifts, what God is calling you to do in this season, you have already have it. Now, in this season, he's uncovering it. We're pulling it back. So it's not brand new. It's new to us because we've never really fully walked out in this area of our lives yet. But it is time. It's our season. So I hope this encouraged you, and I'll talk to you again soon. And thank you for tuning in. Sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God-given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing, if you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.